Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It's Tuesday afternoon, and the doctor is in answering your questions. 312-981-7200. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Anna. How are you?
Pretty good, you know, pretty good. I've got to say, lots going on in the world, lots to follow. And I wanted to ask you, because the big issue, it seems, right now are this whole idea about booster shots, that, you know, there's kind of this medical issue of should you get them and when, and then there's this ethical issue that you've heard some of the scientific community come forward to say, like the WHO, to say, hey, wait a minute, let's make sure everybody in third world countries gets them before all the rich countries get a third dose. Let's make sure others are even vaccinated. So I guess I want to ask you about both of those things, where you are with that, both of them.
Yeah, you know, Anna, like we've been talking about for the last several weeks, I've been fearful since President Biden came out about a month and a half ago with his announcement that as of September 20th, we would be doing third doses, booster shots for the general public. I was worried that this wasn't coordinated with the professional staff at FDA and CDC, and it seems that I was right. There's an interesting article today in Politico, of all places, about some of the tension between the White House and the CDC right now. And the problem for us is it just gets more confusing, right? I mean, it's, are we going to have boosters or are we not going to have boosters? Who should get a booster? Who should not get a booster? So I'm hoping on Friday, when the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at FDA get together, these are the people that the outside experts that the FDA uses to just get an objective third-party opinion on vaccines. We're going to see what they have to say on Friday. So that should be really interesting. And then see what FDA comes out with and then what CDC decides to do with it. So there's a lot of moving pieces. Now, the second part of this that you brought up, World Health Organization said no boosters. It's important that we get the rest of the world vaccinated. I checked today. Do you know, this is so interesting, how many doses of the vaccine had been given around the world up until now? It's unbelievable. The number is 5.7 billion. Think about that. 5.7 billion doses of vaccine have been given thus far. Now, we still got a long way to go to get to the whole world. It's like in Africa, it's like only 5% of the population has been vaccinated. So my response is, I don't see why we can't do both. If the decision is we should be doing boosters here in the United States, I don't see why we can't manufacture enough vaccine, which we're doing, to continue to give to the countries that don't manufacture their own vaccine. I think we can do both. And my guess is, Anna, that's what we're going to see happening. I think that's what we're going to hear from President Biden in the White House. There will be boosters, at least for a segment of the population, certainly for nursing home residents, older people. We've already started with immunocompromised. I suspect there'll be something for healthcare workers that are on the front lines, and then we'll take it from there as we continue to manufacture as many doses of vaccine to continue to get it out to the rest of the world. So like I started this today, none of this is simple, is it? It's just,
no.
It's complicated. There's just not a clear way to think right now about these things, and that's why we got to continue to stay informed, and we need to continue to discuss these things.
Yeah, one of the things that I would like to hear from you on, Dr. Copen, and you're right, it is good to stay informed and keep up to date, because it can be so confusing if you take any one thing alone and try to extrapolate from it. I think Israel, the data coming out of Israel one of the most vaccinated countries, hasn't been all that good lately. And it makes us all sort of scratch our heads to say, my gosh, what's happening over there? Their health minister just today said, yeah, with that trend line that was, had been coming down, we were optimistic it was coming down. We're still way up with cases. And I guess, can you shed some perspective on what you're hearing from the Israel data?
Yeah, it's, I was actually looking at their Ministry of Health data today. One of the big issues they have there still is, although so much of their population has been vaccinated, they still have over a million people in a country of just under 9 million who've not been vaccinated. So they have that problem. Of the people who have severe illness in Israel, over two-thirds are people who are non-vaccinated. So we're seeing that. And then of the people who are hospitalized with severe illness who were vaccinated, most of those people were, are older and have comorbidities. So I think we can explain it in that way. The question, though, in Israel, and what we have to be asking here, too, is what happened with all those people that were vaccinated yet still had breakthrough infections? Something happened in Israel. We don't understand what it is. Israel, you should know, is very much an urban country. Most of the people live in cities. Does it have to do with how close people are, proximity, their behaviors? We're going to have to tease all this stuff out as we have more time to understand what's going on. But the bottom line here is vaccines make all the difference in the world. In Israel and Britain, vaccinated people are not getting severely ill. They're not getting hospitalized. They're not dying. And that is the bottom line, no matter how we look at it. This past Friday, here in the United States, CDC published a study. Since Delta has gotten here, the Delta variant, unvaccinated people have an 11-time greater chance of dying from COVID than vaccinated people. Put it the other way. When you get vaccinated, you drop dramatically your risk of dying from COVID. So that, and that's American data, and that's with the Delta variant being the predominant variant in the United States. So that is such an important piece of information, and people really have to appreciate how important that is.
It sure is, and thank you for underlying it, Dr. Copeland. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to ask you what about the Nicki Minaj tweet, because it's gone crazy, and I'm sure you've heard about it, and it's forcing even heads of health departments to weigh in, Dr. Allison Arwady among them. Nicki Minaj put out there that her cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because he got it and he became impotent. Dr. Arwady and so many other health officials across the country were very quick to weigh in on the data, saying that they've shown no impacts on fertility, any of the vaccines, and there have been multiple studies in both men and women. Can you just speak to that? Because that's something that gets out there and gets a little crazy.
Yeah, if this wasn't a family show, I would use the proper epithet to describe how I feel about this. This is pure disinformation, Anna. I don't know where this has come from. This is not true. We have vaccinated, you know, hundreds of millions of men. Frankly, we've now vaccinated over a billion men around the world. Testicular swelling is not a complication. Infertility is not a complication. What is she doing putting something like that out? And I think it was it her Instagram or Twitter, Twitter account, you know, whatever it is, you know, with her millions of followers, she did such a disservice, pure disinformation. There's no truth to this. I have no idea where it came from. When a friend of mine sent it to me yesterday, and I'm sure this is no surprise to our listeners, but I'm not really a big Nicki Minaj fan. I don't know that I've actually heard a song.
Minaj.
But yeah, but this is, this just does damage when people like that put out something like that. So there's no fact here. That people, please disregard this. And I hope she retracts it. It's horrible.
Yeah, I hope so, too. She's trying to portray it as if people have gotten her words wrong, but her words are out there. They're on Twitter, and a lot of people saw them. A lot of people shared them. A lot of people liked them. A lot of people were talking about them before all of the health officials decided to, you know, show, point out the data and exactly what you just said, Dr. Copen. It's it is troubling to see something like that turn into that, and it can happen so quickly, and that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, and I think she also made a comment that she's still doing her own research on whether she herself will be vaccinated.
Yes.
There's no need to do any more research. You know, it is now a fact beyond any doubt that vaccines are safe and effective. Get vaccinated. Nikki, please get vaccinated. Post that on Twitter. Maybe I'll forgive you if you do that.
A couple of questions for you, Dr. Copen, before I let you go. It's 847. I'm a hospice nurse. I see patients in nursing homes. I'm scheduled already to get my third dose. Should I cancel people who are scheduled to get their boosters?
No, don't cancel. Go ahead. If you can get it, please go ahead and do it, particularly in the line of work that you're doing. You're a hospice nurse. You certainly would not want to have a breakthrough infection and not know it and bring it to one of your patients. You likely will be exposed to COVID along the times of you're making your rounds, seeing your patients. Go ahead and get the booster. It's a good idea.
Okay. Anything else we should know at all that hit you today, Dr. Copen? I know you read up on everything and you're very up to date. Anything else that popped for you?
You know, just that, you know, we're at this critical time right now in the United States. I can't believe we're now in September, right? And we're still dealing with this the way that we are. As you and I, Anna, have been talking about now for so many months, I just hope people can be kind to one another. You know, some of the things that get said and the behaviors that we see over COVID, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic together. People need to respect one another. People are going to make different decisions about different things, and we just have to respect one another. Now, I hope among those decisions that people make is that everybody get vaccinated. And beyond that, people will figure out how they're going to live their lives. But I really do think, Anna, this is one of the key things. We're all feeling the pressure right now, just with all this crazy stuff that's going on out there. And, you know, as I keep saying, let's all just take a deep breath and just be nice to one another.
Well said, well put. And you know, we've talked about this on the show in regards to retail and just being out and about and how people are maybe more agitated, more stressed than they normally are, and are acting out with one another. We hear about it on airplanes. You put it on my radar that it's happening in hospital care, too, that there's a lot of that sort of, I don't know, that's the people are acting out in those settings as well. So something to think about.
Yeah, you know, most of the people we have hospitalized now are not vaccinated. Many of them are quite angry, Anna, that they're sick, and they have a lot of these patients have a tendency to be mean, literally mean to our staff, the staff that's trying so hard to keep them alive. And you know, this is what I'm referring to. We can't be that way. We need to respect one another, appreciate what people are doing, appreciate what your nurses are doing, your doctors, the various technicians that come in to take care of you. This is a critical time. And you know, I think the way that we behave during a time like this says a lot about us as individuals in a society. And I think there's important lessons that people need to learn right now. And I hope people will take stock of that. It's very, very important.
Great conversation, Dr. Copen, as always. Thank you for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Anna. Everybody take good care. Bye-bye.